Life is a test. God tests us. God sends, well, I don't know if he sends trouble, but certainly there's plenty of trouble in the world to find challenges. They seem to find us. We have many tests along the way. Test of our faith, test of our strength. Jacob was tested many times. In this case, by a divine being sent by God or by God himself in the form of a man. God in the form of a man would be Jesus, so perhaps he strove with Jesus. We don't quite understand all the implications of that in this story. Was it an angel? Was it God? A messenger of God? But we understand test. Because we all face test. Sometimes we fail those tests. Sometimes we succeed. And if you're like a lot of folks, the word test itself creates a feeling of fear, perhaps even terror in your mind. I've known a lot of people who were test phobic. The idea of taking a test, their brain seemed to just shut down and they couldn't think about what the answers were. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to say. They might have known it and been able to tell you all about it the day before, but the day of the test, they just could not think. But that's not what a test is supposed to be. A test is supposed to be an opportunity to learn, to find out what we know, to find out whether we know what we think we know, to find out whether we can use that knowledge in our lives, in our world, in our place. I've heard some people say that death is the ultimate test, but I don't believe that. I don't understand it that way. To me, death is the graduation. Death is the opportunity to not have to be tested anymore, to be done with tests, to move on to another life, to move on to a better place. I spent the week dealing with funeral homes and flowers and family and struggles and loss and pain. Sadness with the passing of Shirley's dad. And yet, Shirley's mom and her dad was a very strong individual dealing with that very well, surrounded by all of his family. And yet I knew that the test for him would come when everybody else went home and he was left after so many years of marriage alone. Test come in many forms. Test come to us every day. Sometimes it's a little test. Do I do this or do I do that? Sometimes it's a big test. Knowing that this is going to change our lives, what do we do now? Sometimes it's a hard test. Sometimes it seems easy enough. God allows tests to be put in our way to strengthen us, to educate us, to make us stronger, to make us wiser, to make us better able to live in the world and to make us better examples for those young folks who come after us who need to see good examples of how to deal with life's test. Somebody told me the other day they were worried about us because they were afraid we might be taken advantage of. And you know, I thought about that. And I thought, I want to be taken advantage of. Not in the sense of being ripped off or stolen from, but in the sense of being used as a resource, as a person who has been through some tests and failed some and learned from them and succeeded in others and learned from them. The ones you fail teach you what not to do. The ones you succeed teach you what to do. I want to be taken advantage of. I want to be used. I want to be of use to my grandchildren who are over here and my church family who is around me and the people that I meet in the world and the people I contact, come in contact with who don't seem to be being very successful in their test. I would rather be the kind of person who was taken advantage of occasionally, used occasionally, than the kind of person who never allowed themselves to be vulnerable to anything. Because God has been vulnerable to me. God has sent His most prized possession, His only Son, to be taken advantage of by the world, to be used by the world, to be slaughtered by the world, to suffer at the hands of the people of this world, that we might have a wonderful example of how to live in this world, to be better than we would be if all we had was our own resources, to be better than we would be than if all we thought about was our own good, what we get, what we do, what we have. To be Christian is to be Christ-like. And to be Christ-like means to be willing to be used, to be taken advantage of, to be a resource, to be a solace, to be an example, to be able to help with those tests that always come. I want to be taken advantage of. I want to be a resource for people. I want to be of use. I don't want to be useless. That scares me far more than the idea of dying to get to a point where I have of no use to anyone. I imagine Liz suffered a lot when she got sick because she was sick for a long time and had to rely on others a lot. That must have been really hard for her because she'd lived a long life and had raised a lot of kids and had seen a lot of grandkids and great-grandkids come along. And then to be so sick as to not be able to do for herself when she had done so much for so many for so long. That scares me. Life is a test. I hope we pass.